time to think big with Big Alaska Guests, Big Alaska Adventures, and No Good Lying Through Your Two Tall Alaska Tales. It's the Big Alaska Show. Broadcasting from the studios of a remote cabin outside Bolchitna, streamed worldwide at KFQD.com with podcasts streamed at BigAlaskaShow.com. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Stevenson, Big Alaska Show friends. Our Alaskan biker women are back, filled with stories of biker rides, biker chit-chat, and bikers' women's fashions. Also filled with sassy, colorful language, we're not sure how this show will really air. Designed to raise your spirits and not your blood pressure, unless you're a guy named Mike Ford. Good morning, everyone. It's the Big Alaska Show.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us on the Big Alaska Show. I'm Uncle Steve, along with my good buddy, co-host, friend, and broadcast extraordinaire, Mr. Mike Ford. Now, today's show is an interesting mix of fun. Our guests today are Alaska biker women, whom we've had on the past a few times. It's always fun to catch up at the end of their season and have them take us inside of what's going on in their world. Alaska per capita is about the biggest in everything, and motorcycles and biking are no exception. But for our purposes, we want to hear about biking from the women. And so I caught up with them, did an online interview with them, and we'll be sharing that. So we got a packed show. Of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't start the Big Alaska Show out the right way. This is, after all, an early Saturday morning radio show. Folks, the key to doing an early morning radio show, especially an early Saturday morning radio show, is a strong cup of coffee. And there's no stronger cup of Joe than Big Alaska Show Blend. The intense early morning coffee for intense early morning indigestion. That's why it's the preferred coffee for Alaskan bikers. Alaska's hard on bikers. A short riding season and long summer days takes a lot of energy. Enter Big Alaska Show Blend to the rescue. Just one sip of this caffeine-packed pile of swill kickstarts the biker's day without a kickstart. Plus, co-host Mike Ford adds his own special ingredient, a handful of gravel from the radio station's parking lot. That's because bikers would rather drink gravel than ride on it. Bitter biting with a specific gravity of basalt. Big Alaska Show Blend. The intense early morning coffee for intense early morning gas.
Pour me a cup, it's time to get up and face the world, my friend.
That's how we roll here at the Big Alaska Show. But stick around, we have more Big Alaska Show coming up. And you can hear our show streamed and get podcasts at BigAlaskaShow.com.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Neighbors Windows and Doors. They're Alaska's window experts for windows, doors, shower doors, affordable glass replacement. Neighbors Windows and Doors at 6251 Tunnel or online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. Once per year, we get together with some Alaska biker women to catch up on what's been happening in their world and how their season went. This is what it sounds like. Our guests today on the Big Alaska Show are Alaska biker women. We hear a lot about guys and motorcycles and all that stuff, but nobody's talking about the women. The women, they're hip slick and cool. And so one of the things we wanted to bring them back near the end of the season here and have them take us inside what it's like in the lives of biking. And especially for people like me who don't bike. But I am a big
fan of a bank, Alaska Bikers Advocating Training and Education. They save lives, and we're big fans of Abate. And we have with us Marie Berry. First of all, I want to thank you for helping organize and bring this all together. You've done this before.
Yeah, I have. This is my second time, and the first time was a blast.
So. Yes. Well, I hope we live up to that. This is much more well-attended. I'd like to start out with each one of you telling us your name, what kind of motorcycle you ride, and what's kind of cool about it. And Kat, why don't we start with you?
Oh, no pressure.
Don't blow it,
Kat. I'm not going to blow it. I'm Kat Sawalapinskas, and I am with Women on Wheels. And I have a Super Tenere. It's a Yamaha Super Tenere. It's an adventure bike. What's cool about it is that it's blue, and it has a personalized license plate that says my bike. I also have a Jeep that has a license plate that says my Jeep.
Marie, how about you?
My name is Marie Berry. I have a 2016 Heritage Softail. What's cool about my bike is it's white and teal, and it's got the big white wall tires, so it's got the retro look. And it seems like it's kind of a magnet. People just like the colors. In fact, last year, my bike went to a party, and I was sick, and I couldn't go. It was, what was that party, Tiff?
Anchorage Chamber of Commerce's Gold Pan Awards.
And the theme was Route 66. And so my motorcycle went, Tiffany's went, Tiffany got to go, but I was sick, so I had to stay home. But anyway, so my bike is, I like the colors. It's a street bike. I can't really go off-road. I probably could, but it would be disastrous.
Louise, how about you?
My name's Louise Crego. I have a 2009 K&M Spider. And what is unique about my bike, as pretty much everybody in this group knows, it is the only pink spider probably in the state of Alaska. And it also, its back end, her ass is bedazzled. Sorry for the language. Her back end is bedazzled with the breast cancer ribbon.
Good for you. Robbie, what do you ride?
My name's Robbie Ghirardini. And I ride a 2007 Honda VTX 1800. What is cool about my bike? Everything from the ground up. It is happening. I can't tell you what a looker my bike is. I hate to sound like that, but I just love it. It's my baby. My license plate says freedom. For the three wheels and being for freedom. A lot of people look at it and say, oh, does that say threesome? I'm like, no, it's freedom.
I've never seen it.
I'm shocked I haven't made it on Alaska Vanity plates yet.
I love it.
Cassie, how about you?
So my name is Cassie Scavengeord. I ride a 2022 Harley-Davidson Pan America 1250 Special. And what's cool about my bike is it's also a ADB bike, so it can go off-road and on paved roads. It's also a big bike, which I really like because I get a lot of comments of like, oh, that's a really big bike. And I'm like, yep, it is. And it's awesome. And I absolutely am in love with it, just like all these other ladies are in love with their bikes, because they take us places that sometimes are unmanageable.
Stephanie.
So Stephanie Martinez, I am on the Abate board, but I have a Road Glide 3, and it is the sexiest thing you'll ever see. So it was the first one in Alaska. I actually beat Robbie's husband for it because he got one right after me, but it was the first one in Alaska, and that's what makes it special. It's a sexy beast. Honestly, just like everybody else, it takes me where I want to go, and it's just a beautiful bike. So
it is a beautiful bike.
Gina.
I'm Gina Hager. I started off with the scooters, then 250 Yamaha, then stole my husband's 883 Sporty, so I'm love the Sporties. Plus, we had a lab named Sporty. Then I end up riding a Road King, almost the Road Glide, but had to stay off of it. And now what I really ride is a Harley-Davidson Tri-Glide three-wheeler, and I have a Sporty Nightster. And the reason why I ride the Tri-Glide because it's very very, very comfortable on doing overnight rides and in town. And plus, I could put my doggy grand girl, who's 9, who's starting to ride, on the back, and she's safe. The reason why I went down back down to the sporty, I'm just tired of the weight of the big boys, and I don't want to get in a pickle, a jam on the gravel by myself. Yeah, I've been riding since 09, and I love riding, and it's been awesome.
12-gauge Paige.
Yes. My name is Tiffany Carling, also known as 12-gauge Paige. I am president of the Diamond Girls Motorcycle Club, and I ride a 2012 Heritage Softail as well as a 2016 Road King. What's cool about both of them is that I love them, and I get to go, of course, only within the limits of the speed limit.
Right. So
the red bike is just like Marie's. It's a two-tone red with white wall tires, kind of that old school look. It gets a lot of compliments because it's got that traditional look. The license plate on it is 12 gauge. And I've got like little bullet things all over it as far as like little add-ons and accessories and things. And the Road King, it's mostly blacked out, but I'm like trying to find little things that are pink to add to it. So, you know, just keep my husband off of it, basically.
See, this is why I have the women on, because these are not the things you hear guys talk about. They talk about the, you know, the drivetrain and the. I have to ask you though, 12 gauge Paige, how did you get that moniker? How did you get that name?
So most people in the community are named their names, like they're given their road names. I chose my road name. So I chose my road name because I like Betty Page. She was a pinup girl from the 50s, bangs, you know, just like this. I also am kind of a large and burly girl. I've broken 9 people's ribs with my hugs. And so I chose my own name, and nobody's going to take that away from me, and nobody's going to try to change my name to something else. So
100%, she has squished the air out of my lungs when she has hugged me before.
Yes, I am famous for my hugs.
And the few who've survived.
Right.
All have survived, okay. Actually.
I've got a question in general for you all, and I know it'll be a sort of a free-for-all kind of thing, and I meant to sort of ask you this, and I've been reluctant to ask people how long they've been riding, because it sort of, it almost segues into how old you are, and it's one of those questions, but did you all pretty much grow up on, or was it something you picked up later in life? So many of you basically picked it up later in life. Was this, is this something you just decided to do, or was it because you were with a boyfriend, or how did you get into it, Cassie?
My husband actually gave me my first motorcycle, a Harley-Davidson Iron Sportster, a 1200, after the birth of our first daughter, as a Mother's Day present. That's how I started. She's 3, so I've only been riding for essentially 3 years. I got into it and it kind of just exploded. Like, I realized it was something that was very freeing for me and very relaxing for me, and something that could like actually really become, like, you heard of the throttle therapy. That's what it became for me. So I'm very young to the community, very new to motorcycling itself, but I'm pretty addicted.
It is an addiction.
I hear the word freedom a lot. And what about the community? What are some of the things that you like about that lifestyle?
I don't know that it's a lifestyle. I don't live this. This is something I do for fun, right? I do a lot of online stuff, like for the community on the community page, but this isn't like my life. I have a life outside of motorcycling. Like, I have a job, I have a family, right?
That's the most unsatisfying answer I've ever heard in my life.
I'm so sorry. Hold on, come back to me. I'll come up with a great story.
Gina, what are things you like about biking? What is it that draws you to it?
I would say the freedom of the open air, the fresh grass, when people are mowing the grass, not feeling like you're all caged in, you know, the vehicles, the open, fresh air in Alaska. Being able to go on road trips without the car. It helps you relax. It also helps with PTSD and depression. And mentally, it really relaxes you because all you're doing is just concentrating on the road and you're riding, especially on a two-wheel. Three wheels kind of get lazier. In Alaska, we have a beautiful country, and you could get around quicker on a bike.
I think one thing that really drew me to this lifestyle is really the community. I think you touched base on it. You know, you meet the most amazing people. You know, I think a lot of people tend to judge off you riding a motorcycle, the way you look, you know, and you meet the most amazing, genuine people. That's one thing that I love, that I've met so many people that never in my mind would I thought, okay, I would get along, or you meet amazing people. And I think that's something to call out, because I've met many of these women on here today that are amazing. You know, the things that they do for the community, which is a big thing. I mean, they're always volunteering. They're always out trying to help bikers in general. They do so much for the community.
Stick around. We have more Alaska biker women right after this important message. As we say, anyone who gives us money, we call friend, and the more money, the better the friend. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Alaska Enterprise Solutions. They're your authorized sales agent for Xerox in Alaska. Call Mike Ferris or visit him anytime at aesalaska.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Big Alaska Show. By the way, you can hear our show on podcast, Sans Commercials, and you'll find them at bigalaskashow.com. And now part two of our Alaska Biker Women.
I enjoy the fact that there seems to be more and more women riding now. I've been riding for 10 years, and which is still a pretty short amount of time if you consider the amount of miles I get in and the amount of work that we do. But like, it's nice to see more and more women out and to empower women. So like, I'll be out on the bike and people will see me in their cars and they'll wave, and like little girls and little kids will wave at me and ask me to honk my horn and stuff like that. That's why I like riding.
Yeah,
I ride with the clubs, which is a little different than a lot of independent riders. I ride by myself too, but when you're riding hard in a pack, you're part of something greater than just yourself, almost transcendent.
You know, you're the president of Diamond Girls, and charity has been an important part. Giving back to the community is something that I think goes under the radar with the biking community. And it seems to me the Diamond Girls were involved in supporting some causes, and I can't remember.
So we are currently helping 8 women's shelters statewide. We actually just did a $10,000 donation to Awake shelter, which beat our goal of last year, which was $9,500. And so out of all of the clubs, that's the largest donation anyone's made at once in the history, to my knowledge, of all of the clubs. We also, when we took that money in, we also gave them 260 pairs of panties that we got donated from Victoria's Secret to give to the women in the shelter as well. We recently got 1,000 pairs of socks donated, in which we've given 125 pairs of those to the Lee Shore Center out in Soldotna with a $1,000 check. And that I just met with them about 3 weeks ago. They had never met me before or us. And I was like, hi, we're the Diamond Girls. We're bringing you this. We'd like to work with you guys. We put together 10 transitionary baskets for women moving into shelters, or sorry, out of shelters into transition homes, with a laundry basket, everything that they would need to move into a house. We gave that to Alaska Family Services in Palmer as a start, and said, and we gave them a lot of body shop products. And so it's not just dollar store stuff, which they're happy to receive anything, but the fact that we do everything that we do, it's huge. And we depend on the community in and out of the motorcycle community for support to do these things. So we actually have an event next month to where we're trying to raise money, and we're doing a raffle and things like that, but we are very community oriented. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot. We show up to everything, and we're a relatively small club.
Tiff is out there all the time, not just with her club, but with the bait too. I mean, she's critical in Christmas in July. I mean, she was Miss Claus, and she's done it for years, you know, but she's critical when it comes to volunteering. And I think that's a huge call out. Really huge.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's the news people can use. Louise, I just wish you would just be quiet for a while. I mean, enough about Louise Prager.
I believe I am actually probably the baby writer of this group. I've been writing for just a little over a year. I only started because, to be honest with you, being in healthcare for as long as I have been, I've seen way too much. So there was no way I was going on a motorcycle. But I got tired of being left alone on the weekends. My husband would be gone all day long. And found the bike and been riding ever since.
You said that you had the breast cancer ribbon on your bike, right? I was going to ask you if you're involved in the healthcare profession or in caregiving.
Yeah, I recently changed professions, but I've been in healthcare for more than 30 years.
Wow, you're one of the angels. I went on Christmas in July a few times. Who was the guy that looked like Santa Claus? This is a few years ago. Marie, you would all know who it is.
Oh, there's been a few.
I've got pictures I took, and this is probably 5-6 years ago.
Marie, it was probably Boyd.
It was Boyd.
Yeah.
Boyd was awesome.
He was, but
the thing was, I would say to him, you know, Boyd, you would make the perfect Santa Claus, but you got to take that stogie out of this. He had this little stubby cigar he was chewing on. Santa Claus had a pipe, Boyd. But I've got a picture of Boyd for the Salvation Army with a little girl on his knee that just chokes me up when I see it. And I got a real close-up shot, and the little girl, you know, she was part of the families that were staying there, and her dad had gotten her brand new dress. It was the most darling, and she was just beaming. The look on Boyd's face is just golden. But that damn stogie.
So I've been an elf for a bait for years. I've been Mrs. Claus last like 3 years. And Boyd, you know, when I first came around as an elf, he's like, Santa likes naughty girls too. I'm like, oh boy.
Just go ahead. And this is why we're trying to break out of that biker's, you know, stereotype.
I can send you pictures of this year's Santa. It's Robbie's partner.
So fiance.
Travis. Yeah. So he was Santa this year, and it was kind of a round robin situation for him because he actually had experienced shelter life as a child, and so he actually got to come in. And Travis has the kindest eyes, and he's a bigger dude. He's super tall and he's super friendly. And so I had asked him if he would do it. And that's when he had opened up about that when we were doing the bike blessing planning meetings with the bait. And he was so excited. And we were like, well, you know, we can find you a suit. He went out and bought his own beautiful velvet suit, all this other stuff. And he was so happy. And like just watching him, you know, initiate contact with these little kids. And like, there's this adorable picture. Steve, I'll have to send it to you. There's this girl just hanging on him at ANTHC. Mm-hmm. She just didn't want to let him go. Her arms are around his neck and her little legs were just like hanging there.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's like my favorite picture.
Yeah. Well, there was another, like a family.
That's great.
Salvation Army. I think the little boy, I think he was autistic.
Oh, with the monster trucks? Yeah, yes. That was what got me.
He did not want anything to do with Santa. And Stephanie actually chose, it was you, right, Stephanie?
Yeah.
She chose this gift. It was this big old monster truck set that was bigger than the kid was, and handed it to Santa for him. And he lit up and he was trying to drag that thing around with him for the rest of the time we were there. And he kept over to Santa and kept like trying to like talk to him and stuff. It was so stinking cute. And then his older sister got in the sleigh, which, by the way, Travis and Gina and Robbie and Scott, and everybody, they completely redid the whole sleigh, like beautiful work. And it was amazing. A labor of love. They completely did it. And it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And so now we actually felt safe enough to ride in it. And so as adults, so Santa and I were in the sleigh.
Travis also said that he was going to reinforce it if he had to get in it.
Well, so at the end, Travis and I are in there and the little girl gets in there. And when Travis is getting in, she goes, geez, Santa, how many cookies have you eaten? And he's like, well, I'm kind of a professional.
Yeah.
So, that's funny.
It's awesome because, you know, Robbie and Gina and, you know, like Travis, and they're all like newer blood to the volunteer involvement with Abate. And then having Louise and Stephanie as officers, I've been around like 4 years. Marie's been around the same amount of time. We're kind of old hat, but like, you know, just to have all this new blood come in and like really bring a whole new like love and everything to it has just been really rewarding. Like Louise, I know she hasn't said a lot, but she actually like stopped laws Anchorage was trying to do inappropriately. Like she single-handedly started attending meetings, going there and speaking her mind. And she
assembly meetings.
Yes, assembly meetings. And she actually did that on her own.
Really demonstrates to you what one person can do. And going back to what you're talking about, Tiffany, all these nonprofits are all looking for volunteers, money, and it's hard to build new membership. And but that's what's important to keep it vibrant. Tell me some cool rides. Tell me a cool ride you did this summer.
This past weekend, my husband and I, we rode from Wasilla to Glen Allen. And then we rode down from Glen Allen to Valdez, and we spent the night in Valdez. And the next morning, very early morning, we got on our bikes, got gassed up, and we caught the ferry from Valdez and rode the Alaska Marine Highway from Valdez to Whittier. And we got into Whittier, and it was absolutely beautiful, which is insane because everyone knows that it's in Whittier. And it wasn't raining, excuse me.
No, it's true.
We got to ride through the tunnel coming through Whittier, and then on the other side, got to ride through Portage, Girdwood, rode through Anchorage, and then came full circle all the way back to Wasilla. And that's, I did it last year solo, and this year with him, and it's one of, by far, one of my favoriteest rides to see Alaska.
Wow, that's amazing.
How am I supposed to follow after that? I've gone to work and back. I've gone to $5 Fridays at Safeway. So I'm out.
Beige. I think I'll paint the room beige.
Exactly.
I've gone to Whittier a lot because we have a friend up there that works up there. And we go through the tunnels and we go up Girdwood, and it's a beautiful ride. It's a beautiful ride. So I'll tell you, I'm not trying to updo Cass because there's no way to do it, but Whittier is a beautiful ride. So we go there often, going through the tunnels and experience. And yeah, we've done that several times.
I'll have friends who are that when they realize I've been around a bait and they're bikers, and they say, man, we'd love to come to Alaska. And I've always thought that if they could come up here and rent a bike, what would be a good trip for somebody that came to Anchorage that's a biker, but is a tourist and wants to come up and do something? What's a fun one-day trip that you would recommend to them?
Seward is probably going to Seward, you kind of get, you know, you get the ocean, you get the mountains, you get Seward. Hopefully it's nice in Seward, right? I'm with Kathy on the trip to Valdez. Valdez is a great trip to Valdez. I did that a couple of weeks ago. And it depends on the bike, right? If you have an adventure bike, you know, you could do Hatcher Pass, you could do Denali Highway, you can have that in one day.
Okay,
You know, so it really depends. But I would say Seward is probably the go-to.
Okay, no, I appreciate that because I do get questions on that.
Stick around for more Alaska Biker Women right after this.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Neighbors Windows and Doors. They're Alaska's window experts for windows, doors, shower doors, affordable glass replacement. Neighbors Windows and Doors at 6251 Tunnel or online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Big Alaska Show. Uncle Steve here with co-host, friend, broadcast extraordinaire Mike Ford, and now part three of our interview with Alaska biker women.
Nags. What are things that motorists do that just chap your khakis?
Stay off your damn cell phones.
Pay attention. I agree.
Amen.
Pay attention.
There's not a lot of margin for error. Great suggestion. Get off your damn cell phone. Let's talk a little bit about Abate. Alaska Bikers Advocating Training and Education. Now you have Abate of Anchorage, Abate of Wasilla. You know, it's growing little by little. In fact, I was telling Marie, one of the things I felt coming out of that experience of being around Abate, that basic rider course or some kind of rider course should be in high schools. I was so impressed with the basic rider course. Marie, you know, as president, you've been around Abate. What are some of the things that really impress you about the Abate program as far as motorcycle safety?
Well, I took the course many years ago. We'll just leave it at that. And then in the last however long it's been, I've gotten involved with Abate. I think teaching the safety, teaching the skills, they now have, it was just a couple weeks ago, they had a rider's skills lab. Is that what it was called, Kat? And attended that. And it's people who know how to ride. People have been through the class, but you go over there and you test your skills on your motorcycle. And I have to say, that was interesting. And I think that that helps. So they offer stuff all the time to hone your skills, basically. I probably have taught myself some bad habits that they should try to unteach or show me, not unteach, but show me the right way to do it. So I think that's an important part of the program. But, you know, Abate, that's the main thing is the classes. But Abate does so many other things, too. You know, we have a couple of rides a year. We have the spring breakup run in the fall, which we're coming up on just a couple of weeks. We have our freeze up run. We have our Christmas in July. We have our meet and greet that we do in January. So there's a lot of, besides just going and taking the class and getting educated and learning how to ride a motorcycle, we try to keep people engaged with Abate to do the things that we do, specifically like the toy run and stuff.
And the bike blessing.
Excuse me, that was a huge one. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot that. Wow, and I'm the organizer of that event, geez.
There's a whole nother point to the bike blessing this year also that I will say that goes along with the whole thing with the rider education. This was the first year that
MSF,
the MRF,
Motorcycle Safety Foundation,
they came up and did ride day, and we actually had three courses, two and one three-wheel course. And so if you were what they call moto curious, you would have an opportunity with instructors there to actually get on a motorcycle, do about a 15 to 30 minute demo, and actually get a chance to try it out. You wouldn't be able to get your license in this, but at the same time, it was an opportunity to actually sit on a bike. They had helmets there and everything. And so it was a really good intro. It was wildly successful. And so we do look forward to doing more of those ride days as well.
Following up on that ride day that MSF did at the bike blessing, they've done it around in a couple of states in the lower 48. The one that they did here was the most attended that they've done so far.
That's good.
So awesome. Kudos to Anchorage. Yeah, we did really good on that.
But I got to ask you, as a non-biker, I don't quite understand it. And Ken Costin was going ape over it because it was such an exciting thing to achieve, is dragging your pegs. What?
Nobody likes to drag their pegs.
Oh, no, they love to drag their pegs. Huh? They like to drag their pegs.
Really?
We don't have the one person that you invited, Anastasia, that knows how to drag her pegs on her bike.
Yeah.
It depends on the bike, right? Like, this is such a standard answer.
Is it a macho thing?
They're talking about dragging pegs.
Yeah, I don't think it's a macho thing. I think it's, oh shoot, I leaned over too far and now I'm dragging.
Hey, Cassie, if me and Cassie are dragging pegs on our adventure bikes, that's a problem, then we're already falling
off.
We're
bad day. I'm already sliding across the road.
That'll never happen on my bike. No, thank you.
No.
Same thing for Louise and Stephanie. If you guys are dragging pegs on your trikes, on your
spider, there's a problem. Yeah.
You guys just bust me up, man. This is so good. Now, one last thing I got to ask you about fashions. Now, women talk about fashions. Last time, is there anything in particular fashion-wise in the biker women's world of fashion that's hot? Has the industry caught up to women's clothing?
Hey, Robbie, I think this is a good question for you, too, because you're super stylish when you're on your trike. You know, I said Robbie's really stylish, but so are you, Tiff.
Yeah, definitely, Tiffany.
I believe that there is definitely a balance to being, you know, a woman and a biker, and I think it's fine to be a girl still. But you know, at the same time, you can still be extremely badass. So I mean, I'll show up like my normal riding boots are hot pink, combat boots, which I love to wear that have like almost an inch and a half inch platform. And I love those boots. I get tons of compliments when I'm out and about. I always wear my little hair flares. I take off my helmet, put that on. I like the opportunity when WOW does their tutus and tiaras run. I try to pick out like the fluffiest, you know, I have to work on my tutu every year to try to make it bigger and more obnoxious. And I've got a nice black tiara and everything. So I've showed up to the Father's Day car show on my bike in a 1950s pinup dress and heels. So, you know,
that's awesome.
I agree with Tiff. You know, I think you can be really feminine while also, you know, being a biker and having your gear and being protected. So I think I love hair accessories. I love the leather hair wraps. I mean, and I love, like Tiff said, wearing boots with heels and riding, you know, so.
I want to tell you, first of all, how much I really appreciate you doing this. I'm a big fan of Abate. Anchorage is so much more fun. It has so much character because of you guys. And I really appreciate it. And all the work you do, the giving you do from a person on the outside looking in, it's a marvelous thing that you do. And you do make a difference in people's lives.
I did want to say something. I think what's crucial is we're always looking for volunteers in Abate. We would love anybody, whoever wants to come and join Abate and volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers. There's so many events and so much we give back to the community. So that's something that I definitely want to call out for sure, is we're always looking for volunteers.
Hey, thanks so much for doing this. I told Marie that I haven't had this many women in my room since the last time we did our show with you guys.
You have a room full of badass women.
You can listen more to our other Alaska Biker Women interviews. Go to the podcast, visit BigAlaskaShow.com, and just type in Alaska Biker Women. So, that's our show. You know, there's something refreshing about Alaska biker women. Their honesty, sassy willingness to have fun and laugh at themselves, and their generosity to give back to their community, especially those who need it most. As for Matt Hayes, Rusty, and Kay, that one was for me and Mike. Doing a live broadcast with funny good friends is the best. Well, almost. And to my baby girl, love you, and Mike Ford, why don't you take us out as you so eloquently do?
All right, Uncle Steve, we want to thank the Alaska Biker Women for joining us. We want to thank you for listening, and we want to thank our sponsors, Neighbors Windows and Doors, Alaska's window experts at 6251 Tuttle, and online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com, and Alaska Enterprise Solutions. They're your authorized Xerox sales agent for Alaska. Visit them at aesalaska.com. Remember, if it's Big Alaska Guest, Big Alaska Adventures, and No Good Lion, 3 or 2 Tall Alaska Tales, it's gotta be the Big Alaska Show. Have a great week, everybody.